This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, how many Ramadans have you lived to witness so far? If till this day you cannot understand what is being recited during the night prayer of Ramadan, then ask yourself a second question. How many more Ramadans am I going to allow to pass without changing this? The fact that your heart may not be moved when you hear the Quran being recited may not necessarily be a sign that your iman, your faith is lacking. It may not necessarily be a sign that you have so many sins obscuring your understanding from the Quran. It could be that, but at times it could be something far simpler, which is we are yet to familiarize ourselves with the language of the Quran. As the Imam of the scholars of Tafsir, At-Tabari, he would say, I am amazed at the one who recites the Quran without knowing its meaning. How can he take any enjoyment from it? The Arabic language was chosen for Allah, for Allah's last revelation, for a reason. Why Arabic? There are reasons. Allah Almighty said, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We have made it into an Arabic Qur'an so that you may understand. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He said, قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَاجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. It is an Arabic Qur'an without any deviances so that they may become righteous, cautious of Allah. And Allah Almighty, He said, listen to these majestic ayat. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And indeed, this is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. The trustworthy spirit, Angel Jibreel, He brought it down. عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ. Upon your heart, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you may be of the warners. Listen. بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. In a clear Arabic language. In a clear, mubin Arabic language. Allah emphasizes the language. And that's why the famous linguist, Ahmad ibn Faris, he said that the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the Arabic language with the description of mubin, clear, shows that every other language of the world is inferior to it. Arabic is the language of Islam. This has always been the case and will never change. And those amongst us who are yet to make a solid effort in this department, my dear brothers and sisters, must realize the enormous loss in needing a mortal, a deficient human being to stand between him and the words of Allah to explain, where its perfect rhythm and miraculous structure and spellbinding eloquence are lost in translation. Listen, my dear brother, my respected sister, what those before us have said about this topic of the Arabic language and Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'b, the companion, he would say, تَعَلَّمُوا الْعَرَبِيَّةَ كَمَا تَتَعَلَّمُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Learn the Arabic language just as you teach the memorization of the Qur'an. And Abu Bakr and the Siddiq radiallahu anhu would say that for me to recite part of the Qur'an and then to forget it is more beloved to me than to make a single grammatical mistake in Arabic. Subhanallah. And Umar once walked past a group of archers who were training. And these young boys, they had missed the target. And so he reprimanded them, you missed the target. So they responded with weak Arabic, saying, we're just beginners, we're weak Arabic. So Umar radiallahu anhu said to them, your mistake in grammar when you spoke in Arabic was far more painful to me than your mistake in archery. And Umar radiallahu anhu came across a man who was circumambulating around the Kaaba, doing tawaf, whilst he was speaking to his friend in Persian. Umar took hold of his shoulders and he said to him, ابتغي إلى العربية سبيلا. Find a way to get to the Arabic language. And subhanallah, whenever Ayyub al-Sikhtiyani would make a mistake in the Arabic grammar, he would say, astaghfirullah. Allah forgive me. It's almost as if he's considering it a sin. Allah, forgive me. And both Ali ibn Abi Talib and Abdullah ibn Umar, these two companions, they would actively discipline their children whenever they would make a mistake in the speaking of the Arabic language. Brothers and sisters, they raised the bar so high. Why? Because they realized that the deconstruction of the Arabic language from the hearts and lives of the Muslims will be directly linked to the deconstruction of the Quran and Islam at large from their lives. In the past, wherever Islam made its way, the Arabic language was never too far behind. And this is why the Muslims never really found a need to convey the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words in any other language. And with this, we understand and appreciate that the abundance of translations of the meanings of the Quran today in the different languages is certainly a blessing from one perspective, but it's also a definite sign of our weakness as a Muslim ummah from a different perspective. You know that you've achieved so much already. To date, your track record is proof that when you put your mind to something, you accomplish it. It's time, therefore, to make some key life-changing decisions. Next Ramadan, say to yourself, I will understand the word of Allah Almighty. Say inshallah. Now, formulate a strategy for it.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan.